All right, anybody else? All right, Leviticus chapter 7. Leviticus chapter 7, this is, there's an interesting connection here between you, I know it's the law, but it'll be reiterated in the New Testament. There's an interesting connection between your peace and your gratitude. Leviticus chapter 7. This is the Thanksgiving offering. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11. I'm going to show you two things from this, and I don't have many notes on it. That may mean it's short. That may mean who knows what it'll mean. Leviticus chapter 7 and verse 11. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. So, donuts. Fried bread. Verse 13, besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving and his peace offerings. Now he's describing the thanksgiving offering. And that is one of the elements of the peace offering that the Israelites were to bring. Let's pray. I want to show you two things about this thanksgiving offering. Father, thank you so much for your words. Lord, it is really good to get together tonight with your folks, with our family, and talk about how good you are, how you take care of us, and Father, to hear how you work in other people's lives, and Lord, I know how you've worked in mine, and I know how I've worked against you, and Father, I pray tonight that you would have liberty to apply these verses to our hearts. And Lord, help us to understand a little bit more about gratitude, about thanksgiving, and Lord, that we would be a grateful people. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in verse 11, he gives you the sacrifice. It's the sacrifice of the peace offering. And right along or under that, he said, if it offer it for a thanksgiving. So this thanksgiving offering is going to be associated with peace. And not just in the Old Testament. He's going to mention this again in Philippians. I'll show you where he mentions this again. But this was part of the Jews in this law here. Part of the Jews having the right attitude toward God. You'll read, I won't take you there, but in Leviticus chapter 22, when he describes a little bit more about this thanksgiving, he says, you offer it at your own voluntary will, your own free will. And so this was an opportunity for the Jews to be grateful. It wasn't a sin offering, where a sin offering basically bought you a lease on life for another year or however long. It would require blood here in the law with the Jews. It would require blood to pay for their sin. The wages of sin is death. They literally understood that because it literally cost them the blood of one of their animals or several of their animals when they sinned. It cost them. Now, this was something different. This wasn't a sin offering. This was a peace offering. This had to do with a group of people being grateful who had just come out of Egypt, who had been in bondage, who had been in slavery, who had been under a tyrant. And now the Lord had brought them out, and he'd now given them a law, given them the Levites and the law and the priests and all that stuff. And he ties their gratitude to their peace. Now, before you say that's Old Testament law, let me show you where that shows up in the New Testament, because it does show up. Look in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." All right, so he said, don't worry. Instead of worrying, what you need to do, replace that worry with is a prayer. Right? Instead of worrying about it, you need to replace that with a prayer. But not just a prayer of gimme, 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 a prayer with gratitude. And he said, now when you do that, and you offer that prayer to the Lord with gratitude, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Isn't that's a pretty neat promise there. Keep your heart and your mind at peace. I mean, we could probably do a whole lot of study on those two things, but I want you to notice the connection there of gratitude with peace. He connected them back in the law in Leviticus, and now here we are in Philippians, where Paul's writing, and he says, look, when you offer a prayer, instead of worrying about something, you pray. And when you pray, you don't just need to gimme, gimme, gimme. What you need to do is be grateful when you pray. And when you do that, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. So first of all, and just a thought that ought to go with you, you ought to take it with you, you ought to take it home with you, you ought to remember this thought. Thankfulness, gratitude is an element of peace in your life. If there is some trouble mentally, heart-wise, if there is some trouble that is causing tension, or and I'm not saying this is the thing that fixes it all, but I'm saying a lot of times, and according to the Bible here, the problem with people's peace and lack of peace is that they are ungrateful people. They are not thankful for what they have, and all these prayers they've put up before God and all this stuff he's answered, they have forgotten about. Now, I would say I have probably forgotten about a lot of stuff that I prayed for. But it is important to constantly, that's why I enjoy doing this, where we get to thank God for some things, and we probably should do this more times in the year than just on Thanksgiving, because what it does is it fills your heart and fills your mind with things that God's done, and it pushes some things out, but it keeps you occupied with the work of God. And it's a filling of the Holy Spirit of God, because it keeps you occupied with what he's doing. And so the first thing, just think about this. Thankfulness, gratitude, however you want to term that, phrase that. That is an element of your peace. The peace of the mind, peace of heart, all those things. All right? The second thing about gratitude and thankfulness. You don't have to go back to Leviticus, but just to remind you where we started there in Leviticus 7, he said that peace offering the folks would bring, and in Leviticus 22 he says they would bring of their own free will. When it was their choice to bring this thing. All right? It is the cost. Gratitude is this. Do you think about this? Gratitude is the cost of appreciation. And what I mean by that is you and I have a desire to participate in some way in the work God's done for us. We have a desire to be, we would never say to God or to Jesus Christ, I deserve what you did. We'd never say that. You would never say that. I think I've used the illustration before. I heard a friend of mine say this about military. You would never say to a military mom of a soldier who had died in war, I deserve what your son did. You would never say that. However, our desire is to participate in appreciating that somehow. We don't deserve it, but we want to participate it. Gratitude is the cost of appreciation. When those Jews, you put it back in context in the Old Testament, when those Jews came out of Egypt, they came out of slavery, came out of bondage, and God set up a law. He fed them with manna, he gave them water, and he took care of them. And then he said, if you want to participate in being appreciative for what's happened here, here's an offering, and he lays out the offering, Leviticus 7, 11 through 13, and then in Leviticus 22, he lays out an offering and he says, look, now you can participate. But if you choose to participate, it's going to cost you that animal. It's going to cost you the animal. It's going to cost you the flour, because he mentions you got to take the leavened cakes and the unleavened cakes and put all the thing together, bring the whole thing with the sacrifice. That's going to be the cost of appreciation. And so that cost of appreciation, you could think of it this way. When the Jews would give their sacrifices to the temple or to the tabernacle, they were providing for the priests. That's how the priests ate. That's how they survived. So it was them being generous with this particular offering, being generous with their stuff to give back to God. There's no way to hand this thing to God. There's no way to get. I mean, he doesn't need the animals. He doesn't need to eat from them. He doesn't need water from them. But it was their way. It was God's way of setting up something where they could appreciate what he had done for them. And so he sets up that Thanksgiving offering. And so the Jews that had been taken out of Egypt and now being fed and given water and being taken care of in the wilderness, they had an opportunity to appreciate what God had done. There's no need for it. What I mean is, this is totally up to you. You can either be grateful or you can be ungrateful. Now what you find out is being grateful is tied to your peace. It's tied to you having peace of mind, peace of heart. But it's totally up to you how you want to participate in this thing. And so that thankfulness would be the cost of appreciation. And it's tied to their generosity. I hope it's making sense to you, that when those Jews would take their animals to the tabernacle, they were providing for the priesthood. They were taking care of the priesthood. And it was their generous offerings. In this case, this was not a mandatory offering. This was totally up to them. And it was totally up to them to be generous with their stuff. And their generosity would be how they would participate in their gratitude. I mean, they could say thank you. They could tell God thank you. They could, that's one way to do it. But God set up, he said, look, if you're really grateful for what I've done for you, if you're really grateful for being pulled out of Egypt, being taken out of bondage, being taken out of slavery, here's something you can do to participate in your appreciation. Here's how you do it. And so he sets that thing up. So gratitude, thankfulness, is the cost of appreciation. It would cost that Jewish family, that lamb or that goat or whatever it was they were bringing, it would cost them the cakes that they made. All that would cost them. But that would be how they would participate in their gratitude. So, those couple things there deal with that Thanksgiving offering. I'll say one more thing. It's not in my notes, but I'll just mention it. In that Thanksgiving offering, you notice that he mentioned unleavened and leavened cakes. Two things, unleavened and leavened. All right, and you know what leaven is? Every time it shows up in the Bible, it's sin. It's not good. All right, that putting those two things together, I think, shows you the struggle really of the flesh and the work of God in a soul. Where you know, I think about it. Just I mean. I got a good, I guess, illustration even today. Here I am. Here we are. You know, in your mind, you got stuff going wrong. And you know what? You know what you think when stuff goes wrong? This is what you think. This is what I think anyway. I think you guys think the same thing. Sometimes you think, what in the world do I have to be grateful for? I mean, look at this mess. And you really start trying to. You start arguing in your own mind. You start reasoning like, well, look at this mess, and you forget all the blessings. And so there's probably some application in the leaven and the unleavened, but the point is that flesh and that when you're a new creature in Christ, boy, you struggle with gratitude. Because the flesh is always looking at the negative. It's always against God. It's always at enmity with God. And boy, that new man inside is always looking at what God's doing and trying to, you know, follow the Lord and listen to the Lord. And so you got those two things going on. But gratitude, these two things for sure. Remember these two things. Gratitude is an element of your peace. Your peace of mind and your peace of heart. And the second thing is, gratitude is the cost of appreciation. It's the cost of appreciation. And those couple things, the Jews understood this well back in the Old Testament. Just like they understood the wages of sin is death, they could see the blood on the altar. They knew the wages of sin is death. They knew how much it cost their family whenever they sinned. We, on the other hand, we don't have all that to look at, and I don't want to say it's all spiritual for us, but in a lot of ways, it is spiritual, and we don't have the physical culture of what the Jews had to look at all those things. But those two things about the Thanksgiving offering, and I hope that makes sense. I hope we think about that. And I hope, and I think we are, and I hope we can continue to be a grateful people, thankful for what God's done, and thankful as a church for how God leads us and takes care of us. That being said, let's